If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Power Pedro's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on VTV. We also come to you live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Of course, that's the video stream. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA, combat sports, straight up. I've been doing this a while, 37, make that 38 plus years now. So obviously I know a little bit about boxing, but guess what? The average fan knows a little bit more. So I open up the toll-free phone lines at the top of each hour here on Saturday just for you average fans. If you want to drop me a line, you can. 1-800-878-7529. The toll-free number here in the studio once again, 1-800-878-7529. The text line, you can text us here. You don't want to go on the air. I understand. 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Well, guess what? Artur Bibayev is still undefeated, and he still has his knockout ratio intact. We're talking about 18-0, 18 knockouts. The guys, like, went through Joe Smith like a hot knife through butter. Straight up, Joe Smith came to fight. Joe Smith's a daring guy. And of course, Joe's not one of these cute guys. He comes to fight with his chin, his face. He came, he got it delivered to him, second-round knockout, of course. Still the WBC champion, actually the world light heavyweight champion. Remember, Canelo Alvarez took on Dimitri Bivol? Well, Bivol is like second to this guy. This is the guy that nobody wants to fight. You know what? I can understand why after watching that performance last week. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll come back with Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Hopefully go across the pond today and spend some time with my main man, Sir Kenneth Rainford. Of course, I'm hoping the Queen will knight him real soon. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, baby.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Academy Award winner, what can I say? Darlene Love, born Darlene Wright, back in 1942. Of course, she is the diva of old school music. What I mean by that is, when Phil Spector had his albums going, he would have her sing like all the fronts. In other words, she would sing for the Crystals, the Cupcakes, and all these different groups and this and that. And then Phil would send a bunch of girls out there like imitating her on the road. I kid you not. So anyway, Darlene did the in-studio work. And, of course, these other guys did the on-stage work. But the bottom line is she's won an Academy Award. Now, of course, her movie was 20 Feet from Stardom. That was a classic documentary, no doubt about that. But Darlene Love tonight in Livermore, California. I will be there. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Speaking of boxing, of course, 18-0, 18 knockouts. Wow, what can I say, 100% knockout ratio? We're talking about Artur Beterbiev, the only world champion stating those kind of having those kind of numbers. Of course, he obliterated Joe Smith last week, and Joe Smith, as game as Joe was, of course, he went out in the second round. He could have went out in the first round. Put it this way, Joe wasn't in the fight after the bell rang, and that's no knock on Joe. That's just how good Beterbiev is. That's how good he is, 18-0, 18 knockouts. You can see why Canelo Alvarez went towards Dmitry Bivol instead of this guy, because this guy would have just, if you think Bivol beat on him like a ping pong paddle, this guy would have destroyed Canelo Alvarez, no doubt about that. Speaking of Canelo, of course, the Triple G fight set for September. We'll talk about that in a little bit with boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. But back to Beterbiev. You can't look much better than he looked. And, of course, he's looked this way in all of his fights. And according to ringside sources, in fact, Socrates Palmer, he told me just a little while ago, that Beterbiev was back in the gym Monday morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. He was back in the gym Monday morning. Of course, and Sock made a big thing about this, but it's not that big of a thing if you had a fight like against Joe Smith, because the only thing that happened in the Joe Smith fight was that he threw punches. When you throw punches and you don't get any punches back on you, that's sort of cool. You know what I mean? That's an easy fight. So if I was Beterbiev, I'd probably be back in the gym clamoring for a fight in less than 4 to 6 weeks. That's just the way I would do it. I'd fight for short change just to stay active. 19-0, 19 knockouts. That'll be his next fight. I think he's unbeatable right now at 175. Say it. From one unbeatable guy to another unbeatable guy, let's take it to the Bronx and bring in, of course, boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. How are you, Ace?
I'm doing great, Pedro. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing better than IBA. Of course, the International Boxing Association, that amateur group, has been banned from the Olympics in 2024. They've had some shady stuff over the years, and they're sort of tied in with the WBA, too, and I got a little problem with world-sanctioned bodies being involved with amateur boxing.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if they were responsible for having the professionals in the Olympics, which I think is just a disgrace. to begin with. So I don't think many people are going to be shedding a tear that Iba will not be involved in the Olympics. But my bigger concern is that they're talking about...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Will boxing be in the Olympics?
Exactly. In 2028. That's which will be in Los Angeles, I believe.
City of Angels, return in LA. Yeah. Of course, 1984, the great team of all those guys that didn't fight the Cubans, Meldrick Taylor, Pernell Whitaker, Evander Holyfield, Mark Breland. I can go on and on and on and on. Of course, wow, what can I say? Tyrell Biggs. Wow, all those guys won gold medals. But at the end of the day, you know, here we are, almost 50 years later, 40 years later, and now we've got these guys rocking and rolling. As far as boxing is concerned, I think boxing is on a positive note right now. I think Beterbiev had a good outing last week, and if boxing fans tuned in to watch it on ESPN, of course, it was on free TV, I think if they tuned in, they saw something they might want to watch in the future, because he doesn't talk the greatest game in the world because he's from the former USSR, but the bottom line is, he's a mean dude, and guess what? He should be arrested for domestic violence every time he steps in the ring.
He is truly, he might be the scariest guy in boxing.
Yeah, the most feared man in boxing.
No cap. I mean, it's not hype. You know, he is a bad man, and as great a fighter as he is, he seems to be that good of a guy. His MO is religion, family, boxing. That is it. And yeah, you know, I was told by a friend of mine who happens to be one of his co-trainers, John Scully, that Monday morning, 7 a.m., he was back in Toronto in the gym.
John Scully was a good fighter in his time as well. Scully's developed into a good trainer, good motivational guy. In other words, good guy to be around. He's got a good guy in his corner, no doubt about that. But Beterbiev, there isn't, you know, somebody said to me, oh, can he improve? And some clown said that to me the other day in the gas station. I said to myself, he's 18-0 with 18 knockouts. Did you really mean that?
I mean, the only thing that can improve is just him etching his legacy into the all-time greats of the light heavyweight division. I mean, him and Bivol is a fight that hopefully happens. They're talking about him and Yarde, who talks a great game. But he's really not much.
The Yarde fight's a done deal, I've been told. From the UK in about 20 minutes, but evidently the Yarde fight is a done deal for the fall.
Yeah, I've heard that too. He would have to go to the UK, so it would be a nice paycheck. Yarde is a lot of sizzle, not too much steak, and I expect better BF to, you know, make mincemeat out of him like he's done with everyone else.
Hey, you know, Canelo wouldn't have fared much better than Joe Smith the other night. You know that, right?
No. Although he probably last a couple more rounds just because Canelo's a better quality, but there's no way.
Not with those kind of punches coming in. Not with that incoming heat, man. No way. Nobody stands up to that.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, you know, was a little too brave for his own good.
But he had no choice, Scott. Saki had no choice. This is not Pernell Whitaker.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. You gotta dance with what brought you to it. And Joe could do one thing. He could, you know, he's got power. But when you're fighting a guy that has skill to go along with it, and he caught him with a brilliant shot in the temple. He never recovered. You know, Beterbiev is not just a barbarian in there. He is a good boxer who had a tremendous amateur background. He's got wins against Usyk. I think it's on YouTube. You can see he drops Usyk with a body shot. You know, he is.
Yikes.
He beat the snot out of Kovalev.
Yeah, I know he did.
And they don't like each other. So, I mean, he is an accomplished man. And he's 37, but biologically, he's probably about 28, you know, because the guy has no vices. His thing is training and kicking people's butt.
And he hasn't taken any an undue amount of punishment. I look at his face. I mean, he looks like a Russian.
Yeah. It is. If you didn't know that he was a fighter, if you saw him in a suit, you wouldn't think so. His face is unmarked, and he's a really talented guy. And before it's said and done, he's going to be in the conversation of the all-time great light heavyweights, for sure.
You know, but he's got to stay active, and I think that they should take fights on that maybe are nonsense fights to an extent. I mean, right now, I think he should try to get out there. In other words, I know he knocked out Joe Smith in two rounds, and that's impressive and this and that. But if he comes back in 4 to 6 weeks or in 2 months, even against a guy like you or me, You know what I'm saying? If he came back like that, because he didn't get hurt, didn't no toll taken on him in the fight, okay? But he comes back and he stays active, and he gets to perform in front of the people one more time. So now he's 19-0 with 19 knockouts. In other words, in order to build this monster, you need to you need to be repetitious to an extent, like they did with the Tyson thing early on. They kept coming back with it.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely a way to look at it. You said in the fall. I mean, that is kind of cutting it close with Yarde, especially if it's a done deal. You don't want to take the risk of a headbutt or an injury. Anything can happen. I mean, even if you're fighting, a bum, you can always catch a ill-advised headbutt or something. You know, and especially at 37, I'm sure they're pacing him. They're pacing him a certain way. But yeah, I mean, put him on TV as much as possible, man. He is definitely must-watch TV, and his record is legit. He's not knocking out hobos.
You mean like Deontay Wilder?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You had to think about that. Come on, Deontay went through a bunch of guys like me and Cuddy.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he's a bum basher for sure. He definitely was, and but props to Deontay. It is what it is. You fight who they put in front of you. He became a big star fighting hobos, but he met his Waterloo.
But he's must-see TV. He's must-see TV with that right hand.
Absolutely. He's got something special that a lot of fighters don't have, and that's he could be losing let me do the math right. He could be losing 35 minutes and 45 seconds of a fight. And all it takes is one shot.
Ask Tyson Fury.
Exactly. He could ask Luis Ortiz. Luis Ortiz was, a few rounds away from being the world heavyweight champ in my eyes. And so he got put to sleep.
Okay, here's what's up. I've asked, that genealogy thing, where you test your DNA and all that kind of good stuff. So I submitted Luis Ortiz's name, and I came back with an age of 57.
Brother, I don't think you're far off, man. I mean, I hope he's getting the AARP benefits and all that, and he gets special discounts at the gym, how they give seniors.
So who's next for him now?
He's fighting Andy Ruiz in a pretty good, in an interesting fight. I think it's still an interesting fight. Andy Ruiz, I think, has a lot of talent. He's probably his own worst enemy, because of the... Speaking of pigs, did you see Jarrell Miller?
No, I Jarrell Miller weighed 314 pounds. Somebody said he weighed 314, and then somebody told me he weighed 341. But evidently, he's back. He's like fought in Argentina, right?
He fought in Argentina, and
he ate Argentina before he got there.
Bro, the ring card girls were jealous of his bra size. He had boobs. I mean, you talk about a guy clean who's obviously not on steroids anymore. How a guy looks now. Oof. Disgrace.
Yeah, it's definitely absolute not disgrace. Pretty when you come off steroids. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the Saturday edition. Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Coming to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio Channel 217. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And guess what? Miss Vega's in the studio. Strong as a live on the east side, where the groove will get you high.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call EasyKnock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Just excited to be back. I wish we could do a fight every night. You know me, Pedro.
The late Nick Charles, Nicholas Charles Nickius, born June 30th, 1946, died on this day in 2011, June 25th, of course, known as Nick Charles. He was one of America's premier sportscasters, no doubt about that, won 3 Cable Ace Awards for his 17-year tenure as part of Sports Tonight. Of course, that was with CNN. He was the first face of CNN as far as sports was concerned, him and that the black guy. I can't remember the black guy's name, but the bottom line is I miss him, Nick Charles. He and I were tight. Bottom line is they don't make them like Nick Charles. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. They don't make them like my guest on the line, of course, from the Bronx. We'll talk about the Bronx Bomber, boxing's true PhD, Socrates Palmer. Sock, Nick Charles has been gone now 11 years, man. It seemed like yesterday I was talking to him. It's when I heard his voice, it's a little disturbing for me.
He was one of the true gentlemen of the sport.
Of the world.
Nick Charles is a great guy and a special man to me personally. He was, when I first started writing for BoxingTalk.com a long time ago, he emailed me, you know, because I guess he was doing research for one of the Showbox fights. And he emailed me off of an article that I sent. And that was so, I was like, wow, that was a huge deal for me. And, you know, we exchanged phone numbers. He was just a great guy, man. He loved his daughter. You know, I remember he was recording these videos for her, for his wife to play as the years went by, you know, because he knew, you know, that the eventual end was near.
Yeah.
Just a loss for the world, like you said.
No doubt about that. In 1990, he did the Goodwill Games in Seattle. I did the Seattle Showdown, and we met in an elevator. It was me, him, Ted Turner, and who was Ted Turner's wife at that time? Jane Fonda? Yeah. They were all in the elevator. So I'm jamming, and this is what Nick Charles remembered, that I was jamming Ted Turner up because he didn't show the Three Stooges enough on TV. That's what I'm jamming him up on. I said, man, what about all them Curly episodes? I don't want to see Shemp. I'm telling him this in the episode. I mean, because I'm going down to do this TV and just happened to catch these guys in the elevator. Perfect timing. Listen, I'm all tuxed out going downstairs. So I let Ted Turner know how I felt about TBS back in the day. Of course, that was the special, the superstation. That's what they called it back then, the superstation. But yeah, 1990. What can I say, man?
TBS. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
What great hair he had, too.
Well, Nick, that's what he was known for. His hair. I mean, Nick had this beautiful, beautiful hair. And then after he got cancer and the chemotherapy took away his hair, a lot of his hair and this and that, he said to me, Pedro, you know, I don't look the same. I said, listen, Aram's bringing you to Vegas to do this fight. Go down there and do the fight. Be happy that you're there, man. Everybody wants to see you. They don't I didn't want to say the word. They don't give a spit what you say. They're not really concerned with what you look at physically. They want you physically there.
Yeah. He was just, I never heard anyone say a bad word about him. He was just a good dude. He worked a lot in New York with the Broadway boxing, so I would see him time to time. He's just a real gentleman, you know, and a class act, and he's missed. You know, he was a really good guy. I think the guy he worked with on CNN was Fred Hickman. Yeah, black dude with the glasses. Yeah. That's when TBS, CNN.
That was it. Yeah. CNN was like the only channel.
Yes, and you know it was.
Before Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were the voice.
And his crew that's about to lose $1 billion in those Dominion lawsuits. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live. They are, man. You can't do that, man. You can't dog a company like that when you know you're dogging them and you know it's not true and this kind of stuff and you keep repeating that stuff over and over again in front of millions of people. You got to pay a price, and they will.
Yeah. Every action has a reaction.
Okay. So. All right, now listen, I've got a problem with this guy's name because he goes from two different names. And it's not like he's John Smith and John Daly, okay? It's Sor Sirigesat Sor Rungasai or Wisika Wangak. Which one do you want to call him?
The guy that beat Chocolatito twice.
Exactly. 50-5, one draw, been stopped twice, of course, 43 knockouts, knocked out Chocolito in the rematch. Of course, the first fight, I thought that he won the first fight going away, but oh no, they had to have a rematch because, you know, Max Kellerman was all about Chocolito. You know, he bet the entire HBO budget on Chocolito. Can you imagine that, betting an entire network's budget, betting the future on a guy that weighs 115 pounds? He's smoking some bad weed.
Now, and it's such a great win because Chocolatito has bounced back and he's still, you know, he's still a bad dude himself. He's just, you know, not as great as he was. But Sorum Bisai, you know, was must watch TV, you know, at one point. But let's see. I don't know how much he has left in the tank.
I think you hit the nail right on the head that they've stayed away from him for the most part. He had that fight with Estrada where he lost a 12-round close decision by 2 points. And so he's 1 point away from a draw on two cards. And that was over here in the States. So, you know, that could have went maybe somewhere else, went in another direction if it was in another location per se. But, you know, he's a bad dude. And unfortunately, I think he's gotten old and that's what they're relying on him. They think he's going to be an old guy showing up here. But look out. He can crack.
Yeah, absolutely. Bam Rodriguez will have his hands full tonight. I think they're fighting for the WBC.
For a WBC title. 15-10 wax, Jesse Bam Bam Rodriguez. Of course, that's going to go, I believe, on DAZN tonight. Not the most active weekend in the world of boxing, but, you know, boxing's been hot for the last couple of months, and I'm not, this is a good fight for Saturday night. But in other words, somebody said to me, oh, Pete, man, boxing's been really terrible. I said, are you watching ESPN? That's what he said to me. I said, are you watching ESPN? I said, do you have ESPN Plus? He said, no. I said, do you have DAZN? He said, no. I said, do you watch Showtime pay-per-view? He said, no. I said, how can you watch boxing? And those are the three major channels.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've had a pretty good year. I mean, we're almost in July. It's been a pretty good 6 months. You know, it's guys, you know, a lot of unification bouts are happening. No, that guy's just being a hater. Yeah. Boxing is doing well.
Speaking of guys you want to hate, Ryan Garcia. I'm going to get a hold of Joe Goosen this week. I'll get his, I'm a PI, I'll get his phone number through some records, but I'm going to call Joe Goosen this week. Ryan Garcia. Doesn't know how to bet on fights. He bet $20,000 on Raleigh Romero to beat Errol Spence, but he paid up the very next day, and he paid up by Zelly, didn't he?
Yeah, yes, because his buddy Errol did confirm on Twitter that the Zell came through.
Okay, heavyweights right now. The heavyweight champion, of course, is Oleg Usyk. Then Tyson Fury's got titles as well. Tyson Fury is recognized as the Ring Magazine champion and the Linear champion. Do I recognize Tyson? If I'm a historian, do I recognize Tyson Fury as a heavyweight champion, or do I recognize Oleg Usyk?
Well, I mean, I think you have to. You have to recognize him the same way, you know, we recognize guys like James Page and Michael Doakes. I mean, they held a version of the title. Now, Alexander Usyk comes with more credibility than those other two because Alexander Usyk cleaned up cruiserweight and he beat a pretty good heavyweight himself, and Anthony Joshua, convincingly on the road, and he's undefeated. Hopefully, we can get Usyk and Tyson Fury. That would be great. I don't know how much Tyson Fury wants to stay in boxing. That's always a question mark.
That's all bunk, man. Don't worry. That's all talk for money. I mean, what's he going to do? What's he going to do? Become a fashion model?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know him what's his name? Francis Ngannou want to hook it up.
They might hook it up, but put it this way. Bruno Mars has nothing to worry about as far as studs are concerned. I got to say this, though. I'm looking at the heavyweight picture right now. Of course, these guys are going to hook it up in Saudi Arabia, it looks like, in August. Usyk and Joshua. But the mere fact that Anthony Joshua lost to a fat guy and then he beat a fatter guy. Lost to a fat guy, beat a fatter guy, and then lost to this guy, a cruiserweight, a guy that maybe basically Pernell Whitaker him out of the ring. Any chance of him not doing that in the rematch? I mean, I would think that the odds are all in Usyk's favor.
They are, but then again, I mean, where is Usyk 100% focused on boxing? You know, he was fighting for his country. How much to an extent, we don't know. If it was a PR, I don't know. But he can't be 100%. Focus on it. Maybe Anthony Joshua has it in him, just like Lennox Lewis did. Lennox Lewis he lost to who? Oliver McCall and Haseem Rahman, you know? So, and he was able to bounce back. There is a little parallel, I think, in between Joshua and Lennox. But, you know, he's fighting probably the most skilled fighter in the world. And it won't be easy. Pete?
That's Boxing's PhD, Soccer News Palmer. Have a great week, bro. We'll talk real soon.
You too, brother. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Hopefully, we're going across the pond and bringing in Kenny Rainford after this. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Sir Kenneth, next up on Ring Talk.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freol.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil.
Freeall spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freeall Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freeall today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Aha, the horns and the mighty Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Let's take it across the pond and bring in one of my favorite people. I'll talk about Sir Kenneth Rainford. Kenny, how are you, my buddy?
Getting there, buddy, getting there. Slowly but surely, but getting there.
Getting there. You were in the hospital freaking me out, man. I was like blown away. I saw that scar in your stomach. What's going on? Are you home now?
I'm home now. I've been home since Wednesday evening, 2 weeks of medication, and then I think you might see me climbing back in the gym.
So we might see, in other words, like you know, Artur Beterbiev, he returned to the gym the following Monday in Toronto, Canada, of course, after beating, after winning a few days before against Joe Smith. So the bottom line is you'll be returning to the gym as fast, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, soon as my body tells me I can do it, you know, I'm not one for hanging around, but you got to listen to your body nowadays. And, you know, the doctors have told me 2 more weeks, you know, and then 2 weeks Monday. And then, you know, you can slowly put your foot back in the gym and do what you get back to doing.
Okay. Speaking of putting their foot back in the gym, is Oleg Usyk training? I mean, I know he's a serious athlete and he's never really come into a fight out of shape or anything like that. But can he be mentally together for this Joshua fight, considering what's going on in Ukraine? And the reason why I say that is I think the only way he could lose is mentally against Joshua. I think he can beat him physically.
Joshua's a mental games merchant. He's a finance broker. He's everything but an athlete for me. And he's weighed up the situation. He's taken advantage of the fact that Ukraine is a mess. Usyk is doing the right thing by his countrymen and fighting the cause. Of course he's not in the gym. And if he is in the gym, he's not training like he should be. His body is telling me that he's not in the gym like he should be. So the date is August 20th. Is that enough time from now to get in shape? Yeah, it is. But, you know, mentally, you know, we don't know what he's seen in this Ukraine war with Russia. And, you know, he's made a bold statement saying that he's going to defend the title and win it. And he wants to stop Joshua this time for his countrymen, which is great. But, you know, first of all, he's got to put them hours in the gym.
Yeah, but, you know, the fact that he had such a good boxing game plan the last time, those feints, those Pernell Whitaker-like feints, when you can get a heavyweight to feint, when you can feint a heavyweight out of position, you've got them for a while because it takes a long time for them to get their stuff back. You know what I mean? Like, whoa, they reacted. Whoa, heavyweights, it takes a long time to react. So, I mean, Usyk is like Pernell Whitaker with these guys.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like you say, you know, Anthony Joshua is a straight stand-up guy. Straight jab, straight right hand, you know, his left hook he sends a bus pass with.
Yeah.
You know, he's just not a fluent fighter. He doesn't bend from the waist. He doesn't roll. He doesn't slip well. He's just a big, strong, powerful guy with a halfway decent shot and not such a great chin.
Okay, now, I can't say what I want to on this show, but the bottom line is you can't make chicken spit out of chicken. You can't make chicken soup out of chicken spit.
Exactly. He's been seen to be what he was. I mean, at least when Lennox Lewis took 2 defeats, he came back and won them dramatically.
Strong.
And wanted the wins.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Joshua last time just seemed to want to sword fence his way through the fat boy And, you know, I think he's planning on doing pretty much the same this time. Jump on Usyk, try and bully him, and just try and make his work a bit more than Usyk's.
But that's all. I think that's all he can do. I mean, that's all
he can do.
Yeah, I mean, that's all. He has nothing else.
Do you know a guy who comes to mind that would have absolutely tied up Anthony Joshua in knots and made him look absolutely pathetic? Jimmy Young.
Yeah, Jimmy Young, without it. You know, Jimmy, very underrated, of course, beat George Foreman. Had some incredible, incredible fights, without a doubt. He was a guy that probably got the shaft against Ali. He probably got the, he might have deserved that fight. What do you think?
It was a close fight at the time.
Yeah.
I think I gave it marginally to Ali because of Jimmy's negativity, putting his head out the ropes and stuff like that. But he was, you know, it was his first title challenge. You know, he was perhaps a bit green then. But, you know, his displays against Ron Lyle and George Foreman and Kenny Norton and others was, you know, he was a class guy. He could tie anyone up in a knot.
Yeah, without a doubt. Hey, listen, boxing's a pay-per-view guy. I guess we'll call him. He's a bit of an attraction. He can sell 18,000 tickets in 3 days. We'll talk about Jake Paul. He's going to take on Tommy Fury. Is this Tommy Fury? This guy isn't related to Tyson Fury, is he?
That's his nephew.
It's his nephew.
Tommy's father is Tyson Fury's father's brother.
This guy looks like he's got some black blood in him.
Oh, he's built like you wouldn't believe. He's only a light heavyweight, though. He's only small. He's a small guy. He likes to party, likes to drink, likes the women, likes the gold. You know, he can fight a bit, but it's his heart. This is the problem, because I was hearing earlier on that he was saying he wasn't going to carry on with the fight because his father wouldn't be able to come over to America to watch him fight, you know. And then Jake Paul put this message out there: you're going to throw $2 million away just because a member of your team can't come over. That's ridiculous. That's unprofessional. It's not right, you know. But I believe it's back on now. But it'd be an interesting fight, to be honest with you.
Isn't $2 million, isn't that about $1,990,000 more than Tommy Fury deserves?
Probably a bit more than that.
I mean, what has he done? Outside of being the nephew of the world heavyweight champion, he brings nothing to the dance, does he?
That's the selling point. That is the whole selling point. His name is Fury. He's related.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson will probably be there at ringside to watch him fight. You know, he's part of the training camp from time to time, and that's the whole sale angle is. It's Fury. It's one of the Furies.
Understood. Now, you watching Beterbiev last week. Is there any light heavyweight on the planet that can beat him?
I don't think so. I really don't think so.
No,
I don't think so. You know, as long as he stays focused and he stays with both feet on the planet.
He was back in the gym in Toronto Monday morning at 7 o'clock.
I love it. That's what you call a champion. That's what you call a fighter. It's his job.
Yeah.
You know, there was no vacation.
Good point. It's his job, no doubt about that. So anyway, this Tyson Fury, is he gonna make a defense before the end of the year? What are you hearing in the UK? Is he still? I understand. I think he's just talking.
He's waiting. He's waiting for the winner of the Joshua fight, and then we'll go from there. You know, that's what he's waiting for. You've also got, a couple of other heavyweights battling it out between now and then, which aren't really fights of note. Ruiz against what's his name now?
You got to give Andy Ruiz some credit. He has lost some weight. I can't call him Anti Ruiz anymore, but he's still.
Yeah.
If I had a tape of me looking like that in a boxing ring, I think I might commit suicide. My ego's so big. You know what I'm saying?
To remind me of the advert. Do you remember the advert years ago, the Pillsbury Doughboy?
Yeah. I mean,
that's what he looked like.
I don't know what more to say. I mean, if I had to look at myself like that on TV, I think I would just kill myself. I may be an egomaniac, but I'm telling you, I couldn't handle that without a doubt. Now, bottom line is the Charlos are at 154 and 160. The 160-pound Charlo saying he would drop to 154 to take on the welterweight champion Terrence Crawford. Why can't this guy just grow a set of stones and fight somebody his size? Talking about the 160-pound Charlo.
Yeah, well, you best ask him that. Because
32-0, 22 wax.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's fought guys like my producer.
Yeah, exactly. You know, these guys come along and they think they're bigger and better than what they actually are. And, it's crazy. Ernie used to tell me they start believing their own newspaper clippings.
Yeah, you start believing those newspaper clippings without a doubt. Now, Derek Chisora, good old guy from the UK, going to take on Kubrat Pulev. That's going to be on the 9th of next month. Is that going down in the UK?
As far as I'm aware, it is. And as you know, Chisora always gives it his best, but he is really coming to the end of his tether now, as regards taking shots. You know, he's had a lot of hard fights, and you know, I'm fearful one day it might all catch up with him, but maybe, you know, maybe not at the moment, you know.
Well, he lost a unanimous nod to Usyk, the aforementioned world heavyweight champion. He lost to Joseph Parker on a split decision. That might have went his way. He had one judge had him up 115-113. The other judge had it 115-113 and 116-111 for Joseph Parker. Then he had a rematch with Parker. He lost unanimous nod across the board there by 5 points, 3 points on some of the cards. And, of course, Kubrat Pulev, 29-2. Pulev is a strong, rugged dude. And that, you got to bring that. He always comes in shape. He's ready to rock.
Oh, yeah. But did you know the thing with Chisora is? They tell me he's always in the gym and stuff, but he never looks like he's ripped. He never looks like he's completely trained. He looks like a guy that's trained like a journeyman who's just in there for the paydays. He does enough training to make sure he looks semi-okay in a pair of shorts and go to it. He's one of them guys that you just think, if you really got him in shape, got a diet down him, and what could he have done? Because he's dangerous.
Yeah, Triple G going to do the dance with Canelo for the third time, of course, September the 17th, the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada, the site of their first two fights. Of course, the first fight, a bit of a draw, some controversy there. People thought Canelo might have come up short. Of course, the second fight, Canelo won a decision. Not too many people argue with that. Third time around, it looks like Triple G is like 95 years old, isn't he?
It's a payday. It's a payday, and it's a fight to make Canelo look good again.
Because he didn't look good against Mr. Dmitry Bivol at all.
No. Not at all.
And can you believe the two judges, all three judges, had a 115, 113, 7-5 in rounds? I don't think I gave Canelo more than two.
Well, we've had this conversation, and I just didn't give Canelo the fight. I just thought there's no way he's won this fight.
Okay. Real tight, real quick tonight on DAZN, you're going to watch this Bam Bam, Jesse Bam Bam Rodriguez and Wizzical Wangek. You going to watch that?
I'll probably, because with the medication I'm on and stuff, I have an early night and I wake up through the night, as you know, from our conversation.
Is that why you called me the other morning at 5 o'clock in the morning?
I'm awake. I'll probably fall asleep about, 9, 10 p.m. tonight, and I'll be awake about 12 a.m. Put the TV on and sit and wait for the fights.
You know, Emmanuel Stewart used to call me from Kiev and all these places around the world, like, MF, wake up! And I'm going, hey, I'm asleep, man. It's like 3 o'clock. It's not 3 o'clock here. You know, that's the way he would say to me, but I miss his phone calls. May he rest in peace. Anyway, my brother, you have a wonderful week. I think that Wingasek is a decided underdog tonight, but with his punching power, 43 knockouts and 50 wins, I think he's got a hell of a puncher's chance against a guy with only 15 fights and 10 knockouts, and Jesse Bam Bam Rodriguez. Of course, that will be on DAZN. Straight up, you have a wonderful week. How's your daughter doing in the ponies?
She's doing fine. It was my daughter's birthday yesterday, but she had all her friends around this afternoon for a big party. Everything went great. They loved it. She's ready. She was showing earlier in the week at the Cheshire show. She got placed. She's doing well.
You know, I asked you to send me a Venmo number or a Zelle number because I wanted to send her a present for her fine accomplishments. Or she could take you guys out. Do they have pizza over there in the UK?
Oh, tons of it.
Exactly. So I wanted to send her some money so she could take you guys all out for pizza and this and that. But you refused to give me the address. What's up with that?
Nothing at all. It's just that we're friends and, you know.
That's what friends are for, my brother. That's what friends are for, to recognize other friends. Anyway, give your daughter a big kiss. We're rolling to a break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Kenny, we'll talk next week.
No, bro. No, anytime.
The great Kenny Rainford. Of course, Sir Kenneth Rainford. And I hope that Queen Elizabeth will knight him. You know, like knight. Not tonight. Like K-N-I-G-H-T. Knight him. Make him a knight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight. Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. But he was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there.
The Great Earthquake, back in the days of home box office, HBO comedy. Straight up, the reason why I brought that up, of course, this week I had a little encounter of the of weirdness. Let me tell you, I went into Costco to get some gas today, because, you know, gas prices are what they are. Costco's 25 cents less a gallon. So anyway, I pull into Costco, and there's some guy speeding around the Costco lot. I couldn't figure out what he was doing, but he was jetting in and jetting out. So I just ignored him, this and that. So I pulled up to the front pump, and before I knew it, I heard somebody screaming, and he threw a soda at me, and my window was half down. So he throws a soda at me, and I say to myself, I look at this guy, and I realize he is certifiably nuts. You know what I'm saying? And you look at him, you know he's insane. This is not the guy you want to be dealing with, right? So what happens? He runs up to the car, runs up on me, oh my God. So anyway, he reaches into the car, so I give him a little spray of pepper spray. Shh, little pepper sprayed him, right? You think that would have took care of him, right? It just pissed him off, Daniel. That's all it did. That's all this pepper gel did, was piss this guy off. I got out of the car, and I had to do a number on him, but the bottom line is I was so scared. I mean, I was absolutely frightened, and he grabbed a hold of me, and he was bigger than me, so I pulled him in close, and then I pushed him away, and the push away was, when you push the guy away, you throw the left hook. So I threw the left hook twice. The second left hook, he dropped. So what I'm trying to say is, never mess with an old man at the gas station, because he might kick your ass. Guess what? Last time he was running away from me with his pants and his underwear, down around his knees. So the bottom line is, not only do you get humiliated, you're humiliated in front of people and on videotape. So the bottom line is, when you go to Costco, behave. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the Sunday edition will come to you Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, throughout 23 hours from now. We'll have the Godfather Larry Merchant. We'll talk boxing. Of course, we'll have the winner of tonight's fights. And we'll have some special guests for you. Maybe we'll go with Eddie Croft come to us from across the pond. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I thank you so much for tuning in. I thank my lovely studio guest, Mr. Annette Vega, and of course, I thank my wonderful producer, Mr. Daniel. And Scott Cuddy, they tell me you're listening in there. Guess what, Scott? The weed's in the mail!